And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, recently we talked about the Bilderbergers, a group of about 130 of the richest men in Europe and the United States, plus a few other outsiders or outliers, as they call them now, from China and elsewhere, who meet once a year, at least once a year, and basically plot out our future. You know, we think we have a democracy and we think we have a republic, but to be very honest with you, friends, we have a government by the elite, for the elite, and of the elite, to re-paraphrase Abraham Lincoln. Well, today I want to talk to you about yet another group. In fact, in the second half of this program, we're going to have a good friend of mine, been a friend for many years and very active in, well, just truth-telling and doing the right things in politics and so forth here in the Austin, Texas area. He lives down in Gonzales, Texas now, where he's involved in real estate and really even sort of assisting, you might say, in the oil and gas business. Incredible explosion of oil and gas discoveries going on down in Texas here. In fact, I want to be discussing those too at a later time when we can get to it because it affects your future. But the Bohemian Grove, that's what I'd like to talk about today. The Bohemian Grove. You know, this is an area, a secret society of sorts that I've been exposing for, well, about 20 years now. Jerry, I think it was about 1988, 89 that I first did an expose audio tape series on. Now it's on CD, of course, The Wicked Men of the Bohemian Grove. And we've done several other tapes. I remember an interview we had with Alex Jones, who's one of the people who had clandestinely went into the Bohemian Grove and spied on their annual meeting in the Redwood Forest of out near San Francisco. And then my good friend Mike Hansen was with Alex Jones, and he wrote a great book called The Bohemian Grove. And he came to visit us here in the ministry, and, you know, he had already done a tremendous amount of research. And we gave him the material we had. You know, we had pulled out the boxes from our files, gave that to him as well. Hope we helped him out a little bit. But to be honest with you, the book covers much more than even the research that we had done. And so it's really a unique book by Mike Hansen. And we decided recently to publish it for him. You know, it had originally been published in, back a few years ago, but it didn't really have the pizzazz. You know, the big New York publishers would not publish it, I suppose. And, you know, we have good friends out in radio land. I'm talking about the listeners today. And when they believe in a project, they get it out there. They tell others about it. They promote it. They advertise it. You know, that's the thing about Power Prophecy Ministries. We don't have a sales staff. We don't have commissioned sales reps that go to big book chains and the chain bookstores and all of these people. And we don't get on, you know, Home Shopping Network and offer our books or anything. We depend on our good friends in Radio Land that listen to Power Prophecy to help us promote the books. Now, I don't publish a book unless I believe in it, unless there's something very important about the book. And that's why we published just recently now Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, 448 pages long by Mike Hansen. In fact, I offered to Mike, who, as I said now, is a long-time friend of mine. And it's strange how God puts people together. Because at the time I met Mike Hansen, that must be at least 15, 20 years ago, I had no idea he was going to write a book like this. I had no idea that Mike Hansen, who is a real expert on, you know, photography. He's a photo journalist. Mike also, he can do videos. You know, helped out in a number of videos, especially for the Patriot community. And he did a video on the Bohemian Grove called Dark Secrets Inside the Bohemian Grove that show a little bit of what he, you know, discovered with his video camera. And people can order that video here on Power of Prophecy. We have it available, as well as this fantastic book. But I had no idea that Mike would end up being such a rabble-rouser. And I don't think Mike will mind me calling him a rabble-rouser. You know, the elite think you and I, Jerry's my engineer here, and he does so many things in the ministry. Also handles our web pages. So go in there, and we blame him for everything on the web page. Or give him credit, which is what I do, because he does a great job at it. But can you believe how God puts people? Here's the city of Austin, Texas. I'm invited to this talk show. I think it was a Jeff Davis show or something. Jeff's a good friend of mine. And he's sort of a rabble-rouser himself, you know. I guess, I don't know, rabble-rousers just gravitate to each other. In fact, I sort of think that everybody that listens to this radio program, now listen, admit it, look in the mirror. Smile a little bit, because you too are a rabble-rouser. You say, I'm not, no, Tex, I'm a nice guy. I'm not saying you're not a nice guy or a nice gal. You know, the Bible talks about them, you know, the apostles of the early church who turned the world upside down. Wow. They said when Paul went into a city one time, the apostle Paul, they said, uh-oh, you know, basically the one that's turned the world upside down, now he's here. I suspect that some of the listeners of this program, when they come into a place, they say, look at that guy, there he is, or there she is. They're the one that want to turn the whole world upside down. Yeah, we do. The world has been turned topsy-turvy, upside down on its own. Sin and stain and evil doing has just clunk, moved the world upside down. Well, we want to right it. We want to put it back on its haunches, so to speak. You know, Humpty Dumpty has fallen, has had a great fall. And it's cracked. And we want to fix the crack. That's the way the Christians do it. We're constantly working to fix the crack, the hole in the sky, you know. That's what we do, okay? I remember Elijah, the king Ahab, you know, very devilish king, him and his wife Jezebel. Well, that name has gone down in infamy, hasn't it? Jezebel. But Ahab told the prophet of God, Elijah, he said, you're the one that troubles Israel. He's a troublemaker. Well, Mike Hansen, he's listening to me, I'm sure. He's just a big old troublemaker, which is why I love Mike. And the people that listen to Power Prophecy, they're sort of in that category too. Don't deny it, folks. Don't be in a state of denial. Look in the mirror. Because you love the truth, you're a patriot, you want what's best for America and your family and your loved ones, you're just a troublemaker. To those that are doing wrong, that's the thing, those that want to do right, the righteous, you're a friend of. We admire you. I admire people who listen to this program and write to me and email me and order our products and all that. Whether they order or not, I love them. So there you go. Okay, enough of that. The Bohemian Grove. What about it? You know, it was in, I think, 1988, I first learned about the Bohemian Grove. I was learning a lot of things back then. I'd just written Dark Secrets of the New Age. It was the number one bestseller. People were calling me all over the place and from all over the place and telling me about all these other things I should know about. And I agreed with them. I said, well, tell me what's going on here. Well, a guy, actually, as I recall, it was a former CIA agent. They're not all bad. Maybe they are today, but this was, you know, a quarter of a century or so ago, and this particular gentleman had worked in the CIA and the FBI, and he was sort of disgusted about some of the things he had seen, and now that he's retired, he wanted to, you know, even the score a little bit and get out the word on some of these evil things that were going on. He asked what I knew about a secretive group of powerful men. He said there are upward of about 1,500 to 2,000 of them. They meet in the Redwood Forest, the groves near Santa Rosa, California, each year in July. What do you know about them? I said, nothing. He said, well, I'm going to clue you in then. Well, he did. I was pretty shocked about what he said. I mean, really, I should have doubted it. But this guy was authentic. I mean, here's a guy who worked in the CIA and FBI. Maybe you ought to listen to him a little bit. He could be leading you wrong. I decided to go out and do my own investigation. What I found was really amazing. Incredible. It was bizarre, almost impossible. But just a year before, I had a good friend come up to me and say, Tex, do you know anything about the Order of Skull and Bones up in New Haven, Connecticut? The Bush family, the Carey family, some of those powerful people in the world, they're member of the Order of Skull and Bones. Do you know what the bonesmen do? No, I said. He said, well, let me enlighten you. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I've seen their tomb, the tomb, T-O-M-B, meaning place of the dead where they live. I've seen what these people do on campus. You need to know about the Order of Skull and Bones. And he gave me information that was available nowhere else. And some of it I used in my book, Dark Majesty. Same thing for the Bohemian Grove. I wanted to know more. I'm just one of those curious guys. I have an inquiring mind, you know. That's what's got me in so much trouble over the years, Jerry, having an inquiring mind. And I especially like to overturn the apple carts of the evil doers. Now, I know it's caused me to be audited for 4 years by the IRS and all kinds of things happened to me. I've had the FBI visit me several times. I guess just to try to keep me on the straight path, you know, in case I go wrong. I guess they were investigating to see if I was one of these domestic terrorists. I would much prefer to kill somebody with kindness and love than with bullets. So I guess they gave up on me and they investigated me and said, I guess he's not our cup of tea, this Tex Mars, but, you know, he's no threat to the president or the country. I am a threat to the evil doers, to the wicked of this world. But I'm only a threat because I tell the truth. My friends, listen. The voice of truth is more powerful than the tanks and the guided missiles of the evil. That's just the way it is. It's always been that way. We can overturn these monsters with truth. And that's why I like Mike Hansen's book, Bohemian Grove, that I wrote the foreword for. And I'm going to offer it to you a little bit later on in the program. And by the way, the second half, I want to tell you, Mike Hansen's going to be here. He's going to be with us for a good half hour. And I'm going to ask him how he felt. Was he terrified? He snuck in. Is that a good word, snuck? S-N-U-C-K? He entered therein. We use big words. He entered therein at the gates of the Bohemian Grove, and he went in with his little handy video cam he carried in a bag and was there for about 6 hours, I think. We'll ask him exactly. He and Alex Jones, another good friend of mine, they went in to the Bohemian Grove, saw what was going on. They went to the great ritual where they worshiped the 42-foot, some say 40-foot, but my research says 42-foot, owl. O-W-L, a great deity made out of rock and garbed with some kind of a cloak of some kind. And they saw either a live human being or an effigy, they weren't sure, being sacrificed to this god of fire, the devil, basically. Now, friends, you say, wow, that can't be. You can't tell me around 2,000 men meet once a year in July, and most of them are members of this secret club called the Bohemian Grove, and only the very elite, and I'm going to give you the names of some of them in a minute. Tex, you can't tell me they meet there and stay up to 2 weeks, and they do all these horrible things, including having this occult ritual where they worship this owl, and even if an effigy at least, perhaps in reality, sacrifice with the screams, the shrieks coming out of the loudspeakers. And these over 1,000 participants going, doing all their chanting and ritual stuff. And Alex told me they were doing more than that with their hands and their pants unzipped. I'm not going to get into that. A lot of them were literally during the ritual owl, they were, they literally went into some kind of a stage of ecstasy or deviltry. I don't know. You know, we can't imagine what evil people like that do as they see this human being being sacrificed, shrieking and hollering and screaming. to this deity of the devil. Now, the reason I believe this is because the Bible speaks of this very deity that was worshipped by the pagans and even by the people of Israel after they betrayed God and went whoring after the past gods of Egypt and Babylon. You say, where is that in the Bible? Read the book of Amos. It'll tell you about Moloch. They literally, the people of Israel, after they left the truth of God, they sacrificed their children to this great demon god named Moloch. It's in the book of Amos in the Old Testament. Now, you know, we read in the New Testament where Herod, King Herod, wanted to kill the Messiah that had been promised to Israel. He wanted to stay king, and he was afraid the Messiah would come as a human king and kick him out of his throne and take over the throne of Israel, which Jesus could have done if he had wanted to. He had the power to. He had the right by blood to. But in any case, Herod ordered the firstborn male child, or all the, not the firstborn, it was actually all the male children of that season to be killed. Because he had heard from the wise men from the east that the Christ child of the Messiah had been born. So he says, well, I'll take care of this. We'll just kill all the children that were born during this time. And that's what they did. And Christians say how evil Herod was. Well, he was, to have all those children murdered. But that wasn't the first time the children of Israel were murdered. They were murdered by their own parents who sacrificed them to the great evil devil god Moloch. You say, Tex, I don't believe the Old Testament. You know, I only believe the New Testament. Well, something's wrong with you, friend. The Bible is real from Genesis to Revelation. Every book of 66 books, it's all real. It's all true. It's all without error. But okay, so you only believe in the New Testament. Then read chapter 6 and 7. Read the what the first martyr, Stephen, had to say before they stoned him to death. He told the Jews, you killed the just one. You killed the Messiah, Jesus. Boy, that made him angry. God gave you an opportunity by sending his son, but you killed him, you men of Israel, he said. But that's nothing. As evil as that was, we need to start back on your history. And Stephen, before he died of being stoned, he took him on a little history lesson. He says, God rescued you out of Egypt, but what did you do? You went back into worship of the ancient Egyptian god, who was called Remphan and Kiun, and by other names. Of course, one of those names was Moloch. You even sacrificed your children in the desert. Wow, now there's a factoid for you. He's referring to what Amos had said. Now, the Jews today are sacrificing Palestinians and others. And believe me, you too will be sacrificed by the Jews when they gain total power over this planet and the Zionist conquerors that they are. Now, the Bohemians, look at some of the names. You know, I just made up a partial list. Bohemian Grove, the book by Mike Hansen, has a complete list of them. And there are many people who attend who are invited who are not even members. Jimmy Carter was invited. Most of these people are sort of your conservative Republican types. But Jimmy Carter was one of the invited ones. George Shultz, former Secretary of State. All the Bushes have gone. Jim Baker, former Secretary of State under the Bush administrations. Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, Rockefeller clone. David Broder, one of the top columnists and newsmen. The late William Buckley was a member. The Clausen family always sends somebody. They've always been at the highest levels of Freemasonry. Joseph Coors of Coors Beer Company. When you drink your next can of Coors, think about his pantying about and, you know, cavorting about before the big owl as they fed it some human for sacrifice. Remember Walter Cronkite? Yeah, he was there. John DuPont of the DuPont fortune there. David Gergen, who served both under the Republican and the Democrat administration of Bill Clinton. There, Donald Rumsfeld, the bloody former Secretary of Defense. Remember Kenneth Starr, the prosecutor of Monica Lewinsky and Clinton? He's there. The Firestone family, Fortune, the heads of it, there. Folgers Coffee, yeah, they're there. All the big oil company execs, they're always there. Amazing, isn't it? And then some people you may not have thought about. I don't know whether they just sprinkle them in for, you know, for decoration or what. How about Jimmy Buffett? He gets to sing his Margaritaville. He's invited there. He's a member of the Bohemian Grove, Jimmy Buffett. So when you see the guy up there singing next time with his parrot heads or whatever they call themselves and his, you know, Hawaiian shirt, ask him about the Bohemian Grove and what went on there. How about Clint Eastwood? Yeah, he's a member. It's interesting. Clint Eastwood is a member of the Bohemian Grove, but he was recently cited going into the hotel in Chantilly, Virginia, where they were holding the Bilderbergers meeting. Well, you think the guy that did the movie, you know, for a fist full of dollars or a few dollars more and all these other great movies, he doesn't look like a bohemian or a Bilderberger, but sometimes their looks can betray them. Herbert Hoover, former president, way back then, said this is the greatest men's party on earth. Yeah. Ronald Reagan, in his autobiography, credited his fellow bohemians with making him president. And Richard Nixon also said, if it were not for the Bohemian Grove and my talk there, I would have never become president. That's where I received my support. So we have at least two presidents. Helmut Schmidt. Maybe his name should be Smut. Helmut Schmidt, former chancellor of Germany, West Germany at the time, wrote a book called Men and Powers, in which he said this was one of the most important meetings he had ever attended when he was invited to the Bohemian Grove. He was a German leader. When you look at all the meetings, the groups, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, the Opus Dei, Freemasonry, the Skull and Bones, the Knights of Malta, there are many of these groups that are just full of devil men, plotting out our future, deciding whether we will have this person or that person for president or vice president. You better believe they're going to tell Mitt Romney who they want him to choose as the vice president. They might even tell Barack Obama who they want. This undoubtedly is one of the most powerful group of men on this planet. And they've been meeting for over 100 years. And nobody's known about them hardly until, you know, Tex Mars came out. There really were almost, I don't know of anybody. Oh, let's see. I think John Coleman had mentioned these people and just a few others. The Bohemian Grove. Now, on the Bilderbergers, I think the American Free Press used to be Liberty Lobby and Spotlight. They have done a fantastic job on the Bilderbergers. Give them full credit. But I want to give Mike Hansen and Alex Jones credit for what they did in exposing the Bohemian Grove and bringing it to the attention of the public. And I'm sure that many people laughed at them and said, oh, come on. But wait, they had that video camera. They did a video. It was on, I forget, it was the History Channel or, you know, some big channel that they did the video and showed it. So the story's out. The truth is out there. The things that they do at the order of Skull and Bones or in Freemasonry or the Bohemian Grove are known, but not all of them. There's going to be things you read in Mike Hansen's book that you've never seen anywhere else. I promise you that. And we want you to have this book, the Bohemian Grove. Now, by what authority do we expose this evil? Wouldn't it be better just to put it in a closet and never talk about it? Some people say that. Tex, what good does it do to expose these things? Well, you know, Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 9 in the Bible is an important verse. You see, even back in those days, in the days of the prophet Ezekiel, which, of course, as you know, is a book in the Bible, the book of Ezekiel, they were doing these dirty, evil, foul things back then in secret. And God told Ezekiel, I'm going to show you something that's going on that even the people of Israel do not know, but their very leaders, their religious leaders are meeting in secret chambers and conducting satanic rituals. Now I'm paraphrasing it. To get the exact wording, I recommend you go to Ezekiel chapter 8. Friends, if you want to know what goes on in the secret chambers of the Masonic Lodge or the Bohemian Grove or the Order of Skull and Bones, there's a version of it at least. I mean, it's very accurate in the book of Ezekiel. How many people know you can discover the truth about the evildoers of these secret societies by going to the Old Testament? Go to the book of Ezekiel. And here's what God told Ezekiel. And he said unto me, that's Ezekiel speaking of God. And he, God, said Ezekiel, said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Wow. Think about that. God told Ezekiel, don't be stupid. Don't say, see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil. That's what most of the pastors do today. They're frightened of these things. They're scared. If you talk about the Bohemian Grove, maybe somebody in their congregation has a friend who's a member of it. And they'll come down hard on them. You're not going to hear Billy Graham or who's the smiley boy from Houston? Joel Osteen or, I don't know, America's pastor, they call him from California, Saddleback Community Church. What's his name again? Rick Warren. Thank you, Jerry. There's so many. Pat Robertson's not going to tell you about this. But God told Ezekiel, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Well, Ezekiel said, how can I get in? Everything looks good from the outside. There's the tabernacle. There's the great religious center that we go in and we worship God and all this stuff. The high priest and all, that's where they can. That's what I can see. You know what God said? Go to the wall and dig. Dig in the wall. And he went and he dug in the wall and a hole came up. Him just digging. Can you imagine digging in the wall? And through the hole, the opening that he had dug, God said, look in and tell me what you see. And what he saw was a satanic ritual going on. And they were worshiping. They had all the astrological symbols and all the pagan creatures. They had secret chambers and were worshiping devilish, demonic creations. And the people of Israel didn't even know what their leaders were doing. Folks, listen to me. Our leaders are worshiping Satan and doing horrible things, and we don't even know about it. So you go into this book, Bohemian Grove. You go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do there in the Bohemian Grove, in the Redwood Forest of California. That's why we expose the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. And yes, we have a book called The Gods of the Lodge. You can order from us too by Reginald Haupt, H-A-U-P-T. Get the book, Gods of the Lodge. Get the book, Bohemian Grove. Go in, dig in the wall. God wants you to know. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Well, a lot of people are ignorant, but you don't have to be. I don't have to be. After all, isn't it true? You're a big troublemaker. And you need knowledge. Without knowledge, God's people perish. But you can have knowledge. You can have your facts. And then once you know the truth, you know you're on solid footing. And you know then that there's really only one 42-foot owl deity is not going to save you. The Bible says there's only one foundation that you can lay. And his name is Jesus Christ. Well, when we come back in a minute, we're going to talk to my good friend Mike Hansen. He'll tell you a lot more about the Bohemian Grove because he's been there. He's an eyewitness. But right now I'm going to tell you how to get the book and a few more things. So get a pen and a pencil, some paper. And I hope you will order this book, Bohemian Grove. Every cent, by the way, goes back into the ministry. Every cent we make on this book. We'll keep this radio program going, keep our newsletter going, keep our orphanage project going. We'll do all the things we've been doing to serve God and you as well. We'll be right back after this message. Stay with us, won't you? I'm Tex Mars, and you're listening to Power of Prophecy. Hello again. Tex Mars back here. You know, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy by Mike Hansen, I think could be the most important book that you could buy and read this year, or maybe any year. So many people have asked me about the global conspiracy elite, and they want to know names. Well, here they are in this book. In fact, the newest list possible of all the members. The names of all the members of the Bohemian Grove are included in this book. The thing is, Mike was an eyewitness, Mike Hansen. He was an eyewitness. He saw these things. But the book is more than even his eyewitness account, which, by the way, reads a little bit like a best-selling detective novel. I think that's the part that Wanda enjoyed reading the most. She said, this is really suspenseful. And she said, since I know Mike, she said, I know he's been out of the Bohemian Grove for years, but I still worry about him. It brings it back to her. She's worried about poor Mike getting hurt or killed or something. I guess that's the way the ladies are. Well, good for her. But in any case, there's more here. There's the history of the Bohemian Grove. There's the ritual itself is described and the meaning of the symbology. So there's so much packed into this book. As I said, it's almost 450 pages, and there's nothing like it out there. Mike Hansen has done a great service to America and to the cause of truth in publishing this book. Now, how can you get your own copy of the book? Here's how. You can go to our website. That's powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. And this book is going to be advertised right on the homepage. Click onto it, follow the instructions. I get it, PayPal, charge card, whatever. You can also just simply write to us and send us a check, money order, or cash. Now, the book is $30. That's $30. And please add $5 shipping and handling, $35, and we'll get it right out to you. Again, a total of $35. That takes care of shipping and everything else. You know how we do that. We get your order in. We don't let it sit around. You know, these ads that say give us 4 to 6 weeks to fill your order. We don't do that kind of thing. We have more respect for you as a good friend of this ministry. When we get your order in, we process it immediately. We start, if possible, even that day, certainly the next day, and it's gone in a couple of days, and then it depends on the postal service or whatever, the way we send it. But we get the book right out to you. If you order something, you deserve to get it ASAP. And we're here to serve you. God is our boss, and you're the one that we serve on his behalf. All right. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy by Mike Hansen. Here's how to write to us for the book. Our address, Power of Prophecy, or just write to TexMars, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Let's see now. Jerry, folks can also call us. Yeah, they can call us. And our toll-free number, of course, during the work week, Monday through Friday, is 1-800-234-9673. Is right to it. And when we answer, a very friendly person will answer, say, give me the book Bohemian Grove Tex talked about and his guest, Mike Hansen, talked about. All right, let's return now to my program. And I promised you Mike Hansen, and he is here with us. He's a very busy man. He's into all kind of real estate activities and such. Down in South Texas, where they're having the big oil boom. But I think they want to keep the facts from you on that. Maybe Mike will talk about that another time. But he is the author of this book, Cult of Conspiracy, and I want to welcome him to the show. Mike, great to have you back although we've been friends for many years now, but welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Hello, Tex, and it's such an honor to be on your radio show. I was telling you before we came on the air that I do very few radio shows, especially on this subject, and it's an honor to be on your radio show, and I just love you and your whole staff there and your beautiful wife, Wanda.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and we have been friends. You know, I supported you when you were in local politics here, and, I have always liked you, Mike, because you're the kind of guy that's just for truth and for the people. You know, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter, this left-right paradigm. You just dig in there and say, the everyday guy deserves a break, and I'm going to give it to him.
I've ran as both. I've ran as Republican and Democrat, but just to see if the system really works. And, of course, I found out that really the system really is kind of broke.
It's kind of broke, and yet we have some people like Mike Hansen, and that's why I appreciate you. Well, let's get right into this book. Now, I've talked about it a little bit already on this program, but one of the questions would be, okay, so it's titillating and all this incredible information, occult rituals, to think that these very rich, powerful corporate people and politicians would go to this encampment and stay so long and do these sordid things is important, but why is it really important for the listener?
Well, when you say camp, that's kind of, it's more of a luxury camp out because they got big king-size beds with big, with four posts and grand pianos.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of the redwood forest, there's no walls on the tents. Maybe a mosquito net or something, but this is not just so-called camping, Tex. This is luxury, what I've seen in there. This is fit for kings and queens, but of course there's no women there. All male, rich and powerful men go there, and they call it a camp out, but, you know, if you look at what they're staying in, that's not really, I don't call that camping. I call that four-star, five-star hotel living.
So you're not going to be like a soldier living in a bunk down at Fort Hood, huh?
Oh, no. When we snuck up, they were all having dinner down at the outdoor dining hall, and we didn't have a table or a chair to sit in, so we had to sneak up into their encampment, and that's where we saw all this, you know, different grand pianos and big statues and nice paintings, probably worth thousands of dollars, out in the middle of the redwood forest in Northern California.
Isn't that something?
You know, that's 2,700 acres, and it's secluded and it's well guarded. And that brings me into what, if I can put a disclaimer real quick in here, you know, there's been many people try to sneak in there since we snuck in there, and one of the ones that we outline in the book, it's a whole chapter about Richard McCaskill. He snuck in there and got 11 years in prison.
Mm.
So anything, he tried to burn the place down for something he heard on the radio, a radio show. So anybody listening to me out there, I love y'all. I don't try to, anything I say or Tech say, please don't try to sneak in the place because the technology has changed, Tech. They have cameras. They have listening devices now. There's no way you're going to be able to sneak in that place like we did. You'll get caught. You'll go to prison. There's just been a case on the History Channel, Decoded. They tried to sneak in there, and they got caught, and they got put in jail. So anybody out there listening to my voice, I would like to put that disclaimer out there. I always do. Please don't try to sneak in there. We know that there's bad things going in there. We're Christians, and we'd like to stop it. We really would like to stop what they're doing in there because they are worshiping a 40-foot stone owl, and they're sacrificing, supposedly in effigy, children, and that's bad things. And they're also discussing these rich and powerful men. They're discussing what they're going to do, the future of the cattle, which they think of us as cattle. You know, we'd like to stop them, but sneaking in there and going to jail, I would hate to see anybody, you know, get hurt or go to jail over something I said. So really, really think about it if you're going to do it, because there's a lot of people trying to do it right now, Tex, and it's coming up this July 2012. They're going to have another 2.5 weeks out there, and they have big protests out in the front of the place now. It's not like it was, you know, 10 years ago. They got thousands of people protesting the Bohemia Grove men that are coming in there and trying to block the way to get in now. So they've been exposed, and I don't think there's no way that anybody could get in there like we did. I think it was just divine intervention from God that we got in there and didn't get caught. I really think if anybody tries to go in there on something I said or anybody else you hear on the radio, that you're going to get caught and you're going to go to jail. So just really think about it. That's my disclaimer, Tex.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's a very good cautionary thing for people. But thank God you were not caught and you came out. And I'll tell you, maybe what they should do is forget about the adventure and the courage and all those things that it takes, of course. But maybe they ought to read your book. That would be the best way to discover what goes on in the Bohemian Grove, and the meaning and importance of it is to read your book, my Mike Hansen, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. So, I mean, you've done a lot of the legwork here, and as you said, you've already done a lot of the discovery, and then, of course, you and Alex went out and did a great video Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. We still offer that video here in the ministry, so people can order that as well when they order your book. So
in another kind of documentary that was done on myself and Alex Jones going into the Bohemian Grove, it's on my YouTube channel, free of charge. You can go there and look at it. It's called Secret Rulers of the World, and it's done by John Ronson, and he calls himself a Hollywood Jew.
Mm.
So that's not Mike Hansen saying that or Tex Mar saying that. He calls himself a Hollywood Jew, so you've got to remember that it's done by a Hollywood Jew. So some of the stuff in there I don't agree with, but a lot of the stuff, they just let me tell it the way it is on there. And that was seen by millions and millions of people over in the UK, Tex.
I remember that. Yeah, John Ronson came here to Austin, interviewed you, and I remember Secret Rulers of the World, so they can go and see you being interviewed for that. So that would be another great compliment along with the book Bohemian Grove. Now, I want to get...
And that's at Mike Hansen Archives on YouTube. Just go to Mike Hansen Archives, and if you like the video and you want to know more about the book, we have a link right over to your website.
Okay.
On the front page.
I appreciate that. And Jerry, maybe we can put it on our webpage. We have hot videos. We'll do that too. So we'll sort of link both ways and get people going.
It was well done. I think it was a well done piece. Just at the end, they try to take up a little bit for the Bohemia Grove and what they're doing and stuff. And they do have one of the Bohemia Grove people on at the end, and he's a Jew also.
Well, you know, they can't be as hard-hitting as you are because they have too much to lose. You know, John Ronson, he's connected with the BBC and other establishment groups. But you were an independent photojournalist. You know, you could tell whatever your heart led you to say here in your book, and I appreciate that. Now, here's a question I have for you.
And we also get other opinions, too, like, you know, Mary Moore. She's not quite on my side either. We have other opinions besides mine in there, and we have Tex Mars in there, we have Alex Jones in there. We have all the different people that their opinions in the book. I think it's a well-rounded book.
Oh, it is. It's everything you'd want to know, almost a mini encyclopedia of the Bohemian Grove. Okay, now hold on just a minute. Don't say anything because I want to get down to the personal level. You had to go in this place to sneak in, you might say, and to clandestinely spy with your video cam. And here are some of the most powerful men in the world. I mean, presidents, former presidents, chancellors, prime ministers, CEOs of the largest oil companies in the world. All of these people in there, and there you were with your little spying device. I mean, how did you feel? Were you terrified, excited, determined? What was going on in the mind of Mike Hansen?
Well, I was terrified to try to get in the place. I really didn't want to do anything but turn around and run. to tell the truth, that's what I wanted to do. But once you get in there and you get in the situation, you better be a darn good actor, or you're going to be in jail or maybe end up on that altar yourself. So believe me, I did everything I could to play the part of one of these billionaire elite, you know, secret rulers of the world people. So that's what I did, Tex, and it worked. We were in there for over 6 hours, and we got out safely, thank God.
Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people there, right?
With the footage, we got out. We had a secret pager camera, and it was on a bag I was carrying, and it was a pager. They have... These days, you know, that was over 10 years ago. The technology's really changed now with secret cameras and stuff, so I think it would probably be a lot easier if you could get in there these days.
If you could get in.
Yeah, if you could get in. The technology's also changed on their side, too, where they have better security. And I know personally people that's tried to get in just recently, and they've been caught and jailed. So, you know, reading a book and looking at some of these videos might be the next best thing.
Well, let's look at this. Why the secrecy? I mean, these men are humanitarians. They are people who want to do things for our benefit. I mean, they want the commerce to keep going. They're politicians who want to serve the people. I'm sort of tongue in cheek here, Mike. If you know what I mean, why the secrecy? They must be doing something wrong. What are they really doing in there that they have to hide it?
Well, you know, some of the things that they've done in there is the atomic bomb in 1942 and the Manhattan Project and the Star Wars. And, you know, it's kind of like the ruling class are bonding together, Tex.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like it's a secret room where they discuss the future of the world. And they can also change the course of history, too. That's what they do in there. And they also control the media, too. You know, most of the people that are in the media are members of the Bohemia Grove, the major military contractors, the oil companies, the banks, the Federal Reserve. You know, that's a lot of controlling people. Let me just say this is what I tell the churches. I did a tour right after I snuck into the Bohemia Grove. I did a tour. I went around to all these churches to try to expose the Bohemia Grove. And, you know, George Bush and his father say they're Christians, but they're out there sacrificing children to a 40-foot stone owl in Ku Klux Klan robes. That's not Christian in my eyes. And they try to put it out to the public, they're Christian. So I went around to all these churches and I said, would you let somebody babysit your children or even walk your dog that goes into the Bohemia Grove and worships a stone owl? And what are you talking about? Well, they're running your government. They're running your corporations. They're running your news, what you see on TV, the movies that you see in the movie theater. So they are. They have a chance in history. They can change history anytime they want with all the people that they control. And that's my problem with it. I wouldn't even let one of those people walk my dog. Why are we letting them run our country and run the world? And supposedly, you know, the New World Order, that's what they're trying to push down our throats, Tex.
Well, you know, those are good points. I remember on the White House tapes that are still available, you can listen to them, they're online, from the Richard Nixon White House, you know, the presidential library. They have these tapes where he was talking to his White House Chief of Staff, H.R. Haldeman. Here's what he said. I would like your comment on it. He says the Bohemian, and by the way, he gave credit in one of his autobiographies, Nixon did. He said it was at the Bohemian Grove where he had made a talk, where he got such tremendous support that really spiraled him into the White House. In other words, they made him the president. That's where his support really came from, was the powerful movers and shakers of the Bohemian Grove. But here's what he said. He complained to the White House Chief of Staff, Haldeman. He said, the Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time, is the most, I'm not going to say the whole curse word here, is the most faggoty GD thing you could even imagine with that San Francisco crowd. I can't even shake hands with anybody from San Francisco. Did you see people like that?
Well, they have, it's well known that they have shipped in the top gay porn stars. They did it in 2004. The guy was Chad Savage. And he was hired to service the members. It's well reported and very well documented that about 20% of the people there have homosexual activities going on there. Now, that gets started after the ceremony. Alex and I got out of there after the ceremony. All that takes place after the ceremony, and we were not there for that. Thank God we weren't there for that text that happens later on that night.
Do you feel a spirit? You know, some places I've been, it's not always true. Some of the places you think you would feel the greatest sense of demonic oppression, you don't, and others you do. Did you feel that kind of a sense of foreboding or evil works going on there, maybe even behind the scenes? In the cabins and such?
I think the whole part of the country has some kind of feeling to me as evil. I don't know why. When I get up there, it just feels evil to me.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of like being in a forest there. and kind of being in a cult. I call them a cult. That's why it's called Cult of Conspiracy, because I feel they're a cult, and they're involved in a conspiracy.
Now, that's interesting. I even felt that a couple of years ago when I was invited to speak right there in Silicon Valley, you know, the whole San Jose area, Santa Clara, California, and everything, where, you know, all the big high-tech companies are. And I felt that sense of oppression right there also. So I can imagine what you must have felt like here in these giant redwood trees, these towering trees. I suppose if you had claustrophobia, that would not be the place to be, huh?
Well, it's pretty expansive, the area. I mean, it takes you quite a while to walk from the front part of it all the way to the Russian River, which we did. We had to keep walking because, you know, of course, we didn't know anybody. We got stopped a couple times. And of course, we told them we were with the hillbilly camp, which is George Bush's camp. And, you know, our accents from Texas kind of made that believable.
Yeah, that you didn't have to act on the accent. Yeah, I'd have been in there with you on that hillbilly camp, I suppose.
And, you know, Alex kept saying, well, you better remember your name. You better remember your fake name and this and that. We got stopped one time by somebody, and they asked him what his name was, and he gave my fake name. So, you know, left me standing there with, you know, duh.
You're trying to figure out who you might be, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, he's the one that got mixed up and gave the wrong name out.
Yeah, that's funny. Well,
I tell a lot of that in the book. I kind of, you know, tell a lot of the, you know, funny parts of the infiltration in the book. And some of the little secret things, not secret, but kind of the things that I did to try to make believe that we were part of them. So I think we kind of outlined that in the book pretty good.
You know, Mike, it's interesting to me and sort of sad, the terrible problems we're having in the world now, the economic situation, the economic collapse of the banking system in Europe, and their fate of a contagion coming to America, and so many people, young people, you know, over 50% are out of a job right now. Even college graduates can't get a job. With all of these problems we're having around the world, these people have the time to take off, to go to the redwoods and just lounge around and have this cremation of care ritual and so forth. It seems like they're not as concerned about the world collapsing and people being in misery as you and I are.
Well, I was surprised to find out they've been doing this since 1872, like for 130 years now. You know, who would have thought that you have these people out there in the middle of the woods, people that, you know, we know on TV, movie screen, politics, everywhere, corporations. They're out there, and I just can't stress enough, that they're out there around a Lake Tex, and there's a 40-foot stone owl. Some people call it Moloch. You know, I've got over the years, people say, oh, that's not Moloch, that's something else, this and that. Well, whatever it is, it's a 40-foot stone owl. It's evil-looking owl with altar, and they have a effigy that is crying out like a baby, that they are sacrificing with fire as they stand around in their Ku Klux Klan robes, I call them, in different colors with hoods, and killing this baby. And I can't believe that they've been doing this for 130 years and that this is not top news on Channel 4 in your town, that your politicians, George Bush and his father and Colin Powell and Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton's even visited there, and so is Obama, and a whole bunch of them are out there doing this. It's so weird that nobody would even fathom this was going on. When I tell people this that don't know anything about the Bohemia Grove, they think I am the worst nut that ever walked the streets. But they're starting to find out, because this is actually on film, text. People can go and watch this, what they're doing out there in the woods. And they've been doing this for over 100 years. And I think it's just one of the most unchristian pagan things that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I can't believe that people just are not putting it on the top of the news and saying, hey, look what your politicians are doing out here, instead of saying, okay, we got a cat in a tree tonight. That's the kind of news they give you, the cat stuck in the tree and somebody's having an affair down the street or whatever. Let's talk about the real issues here, Tex. You are a pastor. What do you think about what they're doing out there in the woods as supposedly Christians?
Well, you know, the Bible says whatever you think in your heart, that is either good or evil. Even the very act of thinking something, you know, what you think you are, in essence. Just as Jesus said, if you think of adultery with a woman, you've committed the act. These people in this ritual think of murdering somebody and sacrificing that individual to this great deity. And like you say, it doesn't matter what the name of the deity is. It's Satan dressed up in some other garb or costume or form and represents the great god of fire, Baal, or very accurately, Moloch. And Moloch actually had several different representations. And in the book of Amos and in the book of Acts, he's given several names as well. Kiun, Remphan, and certainly Moloch. But it's the god of fire. It is the devil. So they are worshiping the devil. And you can't go to God and say, oh, God, it was all pranks. We did it just for fun. You don't worship the devil just for fun. The devil would like you to think you could. But this is very, very serious, and it's very meaningful. And, you know, the Bible says abstain from the very appearance of evil, Mike. Wouldn't you say that is the appearance of evil?
Yes, and my opinion is I can't, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say it's fact, but my opinion is they're doing this in the real world.
Yes.
911, Waco, all these things. You know, look at downtown Austin. They got a 33-foot Frost Tower, which is a bank. And if you look at the sides of it, Tex, it's Moloch. It's the owl. Have you seen that downtown?
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned the press. The logo for the American Press Association is that owl.
Absolutely.
And by the way, in ancient Egypt, they actually worshipped, you know, the god Hekati, the owl. So they've worshipped the owl for many centuries in the occult world.
Well, look how Washington, D.C. is laid out. It's an owl sitting on top of a pyramid.
You know that's true.
If you look down on top of it, you will see an owl. Well, I can see it. I don't know if you can.
Well, no, I can. In fact, that's in my book, Mysterious Monuments. You see an aerial photo of the street layout, and there, in fact, is the owl. So this is not new, and Satan is just something that's been going on a long time. But thank God to you, Mike, for exposing it. We're running out of time here. I hope you'll come back again sometime. We can discuss this some more.
Well, maybe next time we can get to the all the Bohemian Grove people peeing all over the trees next time.
Well, yeah, that's something to talk. I'm almost glad we didn't cover that this time, though. We really packed it in here. Hey,
everybody,
Mike,
hook me up on YouTube on Mike Hansen Archives. And we will actually write you back if you have any questions.
Good.
And that's a link over to the book, to Tex Mars, Power of Prophecy.
Great. Well, Mike, it's Mike Hansen we're talking to here, author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, a great friend of mine, has been for many years, a man I like and I trust. When you put those two together.
All my friends out there at Radio Land.
All right. I know a lot of people are going to be listening to this, especially here in the greater Austin and Texas area that know you and of your wonderful work over the years. Hey, Mike, God bless you, my friend. Yeah. All right. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Mike Hansen has been our guest. His book, Bohemian Grove. Wonderful discussion because it exposes evil. And I like to expose evil. I must tell you about that. Because the light will shine through when the darkness is dissipated. My prayer, dear friends, is that you tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.